Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So this past weekend I was at a Comic-Con, and I had my fancy lightsaber on my table just for kicks and giggles. And when a swarm of Jedi and Sith came by my table, friends of mine that were cosplayers, and wanted me to take a photo with them. And so we all lit up our blades and we stood in the walkway and we took a bunch of photos. And then right off to the side of where we were taking our photos, there was a little kid who was on the floor coloring and had a balloon sword. And then the little kid with the balloon sword jumped to his feet and ran over to all of us with our big, fierce, probably multiple $100 lightsabers and squared off against us. No fear, no concern, no inadequacy, no thinking my weapon's not as good as theirs or anything like that. And so we all had a good time with that. And his parents stood behind him and took photos of us all battling together. And it was a good time. And you know, with nerd culture, sometimes we're like, my stuff's not as good as theirs or comparison, but that kid was 100% confident in his sword. And I think that was a good reminder for me that sometimes we aren't as bold with the word of God, with the sword that he gives us, because we feel like maybe it's going to make us awkward or make people distance themselves from us, or that it will come with consequences. But we need to have the confidence in the word of God that that little kid had with his balloon sword. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." We have a much more powerful weapon than we could ever imagine, and we don't ever need to forget it. So I hope the next time you have the chance that you will wield your sword well and maybe make some noises. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.